Good morning, fair skies, 28 degrees now at 5:05. I'm Steve Simpson, WCCO News. This hour's top local story, Minnesota authorities now considering charges in the death of a little girl whose body was found near Blooming Prairie last week. The suspect in the case already in custody for the death of the child's mother.
Bail is set at $1 million for Darius Higgins in the death of Sierra Robinson, who was shot and killed in Milwaukee 1 week ago today. That's the same day her two-year-old daughter, Nolani, went missing, her body discovered in southeastern Minnesota on Friday. Milwaukee Police Chief Alfonso Morales is working with Minnesota BCA agents on the child's death.
We have to continue our investigation to determine venue, and we also have to determine where we proceed from there for the types of charges that we will be seeking.
A preliminary autopsy report shows the girl died of blunt force trauma to the head. Investigators searched a hotel room in Austin where Higgins was staying at one point last week. A preliminary hearing in the case of the child's death is a week from today. Al Schock, WCCO.
Police in St. Paul, meanwhile, identifying a man who was fatally shot in the city's Frogtown neighborhood. They identify him as 21-year-old Mark Franklin, Jr., he died of a gunshot wound at Regents Hospital on Friday after police responded to a 911 call about shots being fired inside a home. A 19-year-old St. Paul man turned himself into police late Friday afternoon. The investigation continues, but police are not seeking any other suspects. It's likely going to be a long afternoon for members of the Minnesota House as they vote on a hands-free cell phone bill.
It's been a long and oftentimes bumpy road for the hands-free bill, but House Transportation Chair Frank Hornstein is hopeful that very soon it will become law. Why the success this session?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. The public has really spoken up, particularly the families of people who have lost loved ones in distracted driving accidents.
Texting while driving is already against the law, but this bill would make it illegal to hold your cell phone and talk, including calling someone or taking a call or looking at videos in Facebook. The Senate is looking at a hands-free bill of its own, but it's different in that it allows for GPS use. GOP State Senator Scott Newman on the chance of it passing.
I think we stand a pretty good chance. I really do.
Susie Jones, WCCO.
A push to legalize recreational marijuana in Minnesota may be dead this session, but with a number of other states approving it, DFL State Senator Melissa Franzen says she's hopeful and it'll come up for debate again next year.
It was a pretty conservative bill when it comes to tackling this issue, but it got some traction, which is what we wanted.
Franzen speaking with WCCO's Rashini Rajkumar. The bill was heard by members of the Senate Judiciary and Public Safety Committee a week ago, but it's not going anywhere. Health experts, law enforcement, and others argue that legalization is actually a bad idea in their eyes. A lot of excitement at the Animal Humane Society in Golden Valley this weekend. They welcomed 143 animals from a shelter in Texas that had gotten too full. So they were flown here on a Wings of Rescue plane. Humane Society spokesperson Kevin Mattson on how the dogs, cats, kittens, puppies manage their first flight.
Some animals are great. Some animals are eager to jump out and play, but understandably, some are going to have a nervous day as part of the process to get them home.
He says they also had a couple of pigs on the flight. They were sent to Iowa, where they'll be adopted into loving homes there. WCCO News Time is 5:08.